good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Well, pressures held out across the live cattle and lean hog futures markets today as traders focused on the midweek pressures from outside markets. The softness in the grain markets brought about a fresh round of buyer support to the feeder cattle futures, although it is uncertain just how much additional momentum can be seen there. Moderate pressure held out across the live cattle futures today. The strong support seen in the feeder cattle futures bounced higher in beef values, but was not enough to overcome the widespread outside market losses. There was some concern there that long-term buyer support may be hard to sustain across the live cattle futures complex. Cash cattle markets still remained quiet, though, with bids undeveloped. It may be Thursday or Friday before active interest is even shown. Feeder cattle futures regained most of their losses seen during the early part of the day, but there were shifts higher and lower through the rest of the day. Ultimately, that aggressive follow-through pressure in the grain market created some widespread support in the feeder cattle futures, although the lack of support seen there in the live cattle markets eroded a portion of this buying activity through the end of the day. Crop markets started lower today as USDA's weekly condition report detailed corn and soybeans in mostly good condition, and the wheat harvest is moving forward. Corn is pollinating in the Midwest this week, while forecasts indicate mostly favorable weather for this critical phase of development. Crop progress kept corn unchanged, though, contrary to ideas in the market that condition would decline. Soybeans, however, underwent more double-digit losses today as funds exited long positions. Meanwhile, forecasts indicate very few weather threats for that crop. Wheat turned lower after USDA reported the winter wheat harvest at 58% done, which was ahead of last year's schedule. The crop's rating was unchanged at 62% good to excellent. Weather will remain a key driver, though, this week, as forecasts predict mixed showers with dry weather for southern Kansas and severe storms moving across the Midwest into Nebraska today and tomorrow. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.